He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, July 14th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we have kind of a flat open to the markets this morning after a real nice day yesterday. Well, actually, we're starting to go into the positive here, aren't we? That doesn't look too bad. That looks a lot better than when I looked a few minutes ago. The Dow is now up 16 points, and the Dow is at 17,993. Wow, just 7 points under that 18,000 level. Of course, it had a big day after news that there may be a Greek deal if he can sell it, if Tsipras can sell it to his own people after they voted stoutly against it here recently. So it's still hanging out there. It's not resolved yet. The S&P 500 is up 3.6 right now. That puts it at 21,003, which is back above that 2100 level. Looks like we're getting a good start here to the second half of the year, although it sure was shaky there for the first few weeks. The NASDAQ is up 17 right now. The NASDAQ is at 5,089, up 17 points as we speak. Crude oil does not like the deal in Iran with the Iranians, the nuclear deal. That should put, probably will put more oil out there into a world that's already supposedly awash in oil. And now we have crude oil trading clear down to $51.88. It's down 0.6%. Gold is at 11.56, the euro's at 1.10, and the 10-year yield is at 2.40. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We're a little overcast here in San Diego, California. Feels good, though, on the coast here. I know that back in the desert and Phoenix and Las Vegas and Palm Springs, they're sizzling. So nice weather right now. Come visit us here in San Diego. Well, we had some economic reports that have come out here in the last few days. Nothing to suggest that a recession is just around the corner. Retail sales came in a little bit soft. Come on, get out to the mall this weekend. Enjoy, take your credit card and do a little bit of spending. Can freshen up the wardrobe, lighten up summertime, get some summertime colors going on in your wardrobe, and spend a little money. Let's get those retail sales moving once again. And of course, the supposed Iran deal. Well, we'll see. You know, they're supposedly got the deal, and supposedly we're a safer world now. We don't have to worry about Iran anymore. Meanwhile, crude oil is dropping. Crude oil continues to be one of the worst sectors to be invested in. Earnings reports flowing in. We'll get 40 companies reporting this week. And we've had a few so far. Johnson & Johnson beating estimates by 3 cents. Okay, as we look ahead to total earnings for 2015, and 2016, because those are the numbers that hold the key for the continuation of this bull market. Well, Johnson & Johnson didn't do anything to lower those estimates overall for this year or next year. They beat by 3 cents. I don't know what they said about next year yet. I haven't had a chance to look at that, but that also is very important. Before their earnings reports today, their estimates for next year were for $6.42 next year, 2016, and they are a component of the S&P 500. So we'll see where those $6.42 go. Are they going higher? Are they going to stay the same? I don't see a drastic reduction to them. Wells Fargo, meanwhile, they reported earnings that were about in line with estimates. They're expected to make $4.16 this year and then grow those earnings by 8% to $4.49 next year. There's another important component of the S&P 500 that will be factored in this week. Once again, when I do the newsletter and add up all the numbers for those S&P 500 companies, but Wells Fargo has done nothing to indicate that there's a recession right around the corner or that earnings are going to start dropping right around the corner, which is still a bullish sign for this bull market that's been going on now for 6 years and 15 weeks. JP Morgan, they came in, beat another important bellwether stock, and JP Morgan's expected to make $5.84 in earnings this year, $6.48 next year. That it would be an 11% increase this year or next year over this year. That's also a component of the S&P 500. So JP Morgan has said nothing to make me say, uh-oh, the growth in earnings since the bottom in 2009 is starting to come to an end. No, not after these. About half a dozen stocks have reported, companies have reported so far in the S&P 500. Apple is going to open up, is going to launch their pay system in the UK. They're trying to grab a foothold into the payment processing or in the payment use of the iPhone to make payments. You know, Apple, boy, I tell you, I don't see a lot of catalyst in Apple right now. And the stock has been trading sideways now since February of this year. It's absolutely gone nowhere. And I actually sold Apple last week out of my conservative large cap growth accounts because I just think it's kind of dead money again for now. Maybe they do come up with a catalyst to get the stock moving again, but for right now I just think there's some better options out there. I also sold it out of my dividend and income account. Apple does pay a 1.7% dividend yield, so it does qualify for that portfolio. But I just think there's a little bit better opportunities out there right now. Doesn't mean I won't get back into it at some point in time. But for now, I don't have any position in Apple stock, which I've had for quite some time. Let's see, what else? Well, let's talk about Greece, because that is not a done deal yet. I know the market really celebrated on Monday with a big gain, and we've all been saying it looks like Greece is finally behind us. But don't forget, Mr. Tsipras, who finally buckled at the knees and caved in to the European demands, because it's probably tough. He was probably running out of money. He looked in his wallet. He hasn't been to an ATM machine in a while, and they're were running out fast. Finally, they cave in, saying, okay, we give. They cried uncle, but now he's got to go back and have his parliament approve the concessions that he's made. And now there's another looming deadline, one looming deadline after another. I've never seen so many midnight deadlines in all my life, more than my mother had for me when I was growing up. Meanwhile, in the energy patch, you know what I've noticed recently? The refiners. Boy, that's the way to play energy right now. The refiners, a lot of them pay good dividends, and they like stable oil prices. I'm looking at Tesoro here, which is breaking out to new all-time highs today. Tesoro pays a 1.7% dividend down in San Antonio, Texas. Valero is another one that's breaking out to new highs today. They pay a 2.3% dividend yield, also down in San Antonio, Texas. And I noticed several others of the refiners. I noticed Marathon, MPC, Marathon Petroleum breaking out to new highs right now. They pay a dividend yield of 3.4%. That's the way, in my opinion, to play the energy patch right now. It's the refiners, because they have a little bit more predictability right now in oil prices. And if you're looking for dividend paying stocks, there's a lot of nice refiners right now that are performing very, very well. And they've risen quite a bit in rank recently in the Best Stocks Now app. We had the biggest winner in the market yesterday that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management in the aggressive growth accounts in Anacor. We've got an article prepared. We've sent it out to the street. We'll see who's going to print it first. But they have a very promising product, topical gel for psoriasis and things like this, things that make you scratch your head. But don't scratch your head on this one. Boy, look at the explosion in the stock yesterday. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as you know, I am a hybrid investor. Most people in my business are, especially as it relates to stock picking, stock research, buying stocks, they usually fall into one of two camps. You know, most houses, investment houses, are either deep value, which we have some here in San Diego that are deep value investors, or they're lean more towards the performance side of things, the momentum side of things. Well, I've, over the years, studied both of those disciplines in depth, and I've been an observer for the last 25 years, and I've been a professional investor for the last 20 years, and I've seen holes in both methodologies. I've seen a very well-known value investment house here in San Diego really take it on the chin during some of the bear markets. And value investing pretty much is a buy and hold strategy. It definitely is a buy and hold. They generally buy and hold for many, many years until value is comes out and is recognized in those stocks that they buy when they deem them to be intrinsically undervalued. But when I see them take the shellackings that they take from time to time, it makes me wonder. But over time, if you're patient, if you're super patient, I think value investing is a fine way to go. But I do see some chinks in the armor there. I see a lot of value traps from time to time. I can remember the value investors plowing money into Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns and others back in the 2007-2008 time frame because the PE ratios were so low, and a lot of those obviously went bust. Well, the momentum investors, they say fooey on value. And they had their day in the sun back in 1998, 1999, and 2000. Then about March of 2000, the party was over. Somebody pulled the plug. The lights went out, and the crash happened. And the mantra at that time was valuation doesn't matter anymore because we've entered into a new internet era, which valuations go out the window. Well, that turned out to not be true, did it? Because valuations did matter, and here we are 15 years later, 16 years later, and finally just getting back to where we were in the NASDAQ back then. So how inflated was the NASDAQ at 5,000, over 5,000, 15 years ago? Valuations were 15 years ahead of themselves. Yes, stocks trade on future earnings and future potential. They had built in 15 years of potential and future because a lot of that growth, a lot of that earnings growth did not pan out. Well, I'm a believer in combining value with performance and momentum. I love stocks that are performing well and flourishing in the market, but I don't want to pay too much. And at the same time, I like a good bargain just as much as anybody else, but I don't want dead wood in my portfolios. Have to try to find those that are flourishing. I don't like to wait 3 or 4 years myself. To each his own. So I try to find that combination. And sometimes stocks definitely tilt one way or another. Sometimes the stocks that rise to the top of my ranking system, it's kind of hard to justify the valuation, but at the same time they're hitting new highs. And the value and the momentum and the performance is really carrying the day. These stocks are flourishing. And until they stop flourishing, well then, you know, they're in major uptrends. And one stock that ranks very, very highly in my system, despite not being the most undervalued stock in the entire market, but the performance of this stock is outweighing the valuation here, And this is one of the leading stocks in the market right now. And it is a stock that I own currently at Gunderson Capital Management. Between my system, which measures value, which measures safety, which measures performance, this stock comes in at number 6 out of 4,162. And I see that it's breaking out to new highs here again. The name of the stock is not one that's underneath the surface or underneath the radar at all. Amazon.com, headquartered in Seattle, is a $215 billion market cap company. It's everywhere. It's rare that you don't visit a neighborhood or a house or something and see an Amazon box sitting on their doorstep. We order things from Amazon at least 2 or 3 times a week here at Gunderson Capital Management. And Amazon is a red-hot stock right now. It's hard to ignore the fact that over the last 10 years, Amazon has delivered 29% returns to its investors. That's the average. There is no dividend in Amazon. This is for a conservative growth profile type of investor. It's hard to ignore that over the last 5 years, Amazon on an annual basis has doubled the returns of the market at almost 30% per year, while the market's delivered 13.9%. And it's hard to ignore the fact that over the last 3 years, once again, it's one of the top performing large cap stocks in the entire market, averaging 27.8% per year. And it's hard to ignore that over the last 12 months, the S&P is up a paltry 6.7%, single digit number, and Amazon is up 31.6%. This is Amazon's strength right now, its relative strength. On a scale of 1 to 99, it gets a 94 in the CanSlim and the Investor's Business Daily world. And in my system, it gets a performance grade of A, one of the top performing stocks in the entire market, and it gets a momentum grade of A-. Okay, so now let's get to valuation. Let's plug our nose a little bit here and close our eyes. But it is expected to continue to grow their earnings. They're starting to be profitable. They're expected to make $2.66 next year in earnings, which would be a 565% increase over this year. Again, there is no dividend yield. It's a pure growth play. I can justify the stock going higher from a valuation point of view. You know, I think Amazon's the kind of company that could probably say, okay, we've grown enough, we've tried enough things, we could stop spending a little bit and let's start collecting our revenues and let's start working on the bottom line of the company. I think it's a tremendous cash flow company. Imagine the cash that changes hands at Amazon every day. Well, it's a stock that I currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's done well for me so far, and it's continuing to hit new highs. Out of 4,162 stocks, it comes in at number 6 in the Best Stocks Now system. Not a recommendation, but an example of a Best Stock Now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about some of the economic reports that have come in recently. They've been on the soft side. It is what it is. The retail sales were not that strong here. But not bad enough to say, to make me think that, we're headed into a recession. And you really don't want to own stocks when you're headed into a recession. And when I did the numbers and did the big macro picture in my newsletter last weekend, once again, I came away with the opinion that the bull market is still intact, which it's been intact now for over 6 years. began on March 9th, 2009. Stocks have been the best place to be. I came away with the opinion that I don't want to be in the bond market. I would rather own, how about TMV? TMV is three times the inverse of the 20-year Treasury. So if you think interest rates are headed higher, you might want to take a look at TMV. You could also use it as a hedge against your bond portfolio. TMV is up 10.6% year to date. It goes the opposite way of interest rates. If interest rates go higher, so does TMV. And TMV is also leveraged 3-to-1. I do not own any TMV, and I don't own any bonds. I just want to stay out of the bond market right now. I also came away with the opinion yesterday that the U.S. markets were still the best markets in the world. The small cap U.S. market in particular, mid cap U.S. stocks, that's still the sweet spot in the market. We also went through the sectors of the market once again and found once again that it's about four or five sectors that are leading this market, and they all seem to kind of be related sectors: biotechs, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, with a few others thrown in that are benefiting from rising rates, like the bank stocks and like financials, and to some extent the insurance stocks. And that's about it right now. Not much else is participating. We found that anything commodity related is still a poor place to be. There's no inflation. You have a rising dollar still. China's a mess right now. I think I just stepped aside for now. Let's see if they get it straightened out. When you've got 700 stocks on your index closed at the current time, how can you get any kind of an accurate reading? The valuation on China looks quite good to me. I did the math last week. Came up with a 10.5 average PE ratio of the 25 stocks that make up the FTSE China 25 index. I don't find 10.5 to be expensive, but that the whole thing in China has just become a mess right now. You got to let that settle down. I like European stocks, but I have cut way, way back. You know, this Greek issue is still really not put to bed, and it's just holding a gun to the Greece economy, or the European economy right now. So I'm just going to focus here in the U.S. for now. I like my holdings right now. I just gave you an example of what I own. Just one stock in my conservative growth account, which has about 30 stocks in it. I publish it every weekend in my newsletter, which you can get at pwstreet.com. I try to be as transparent as possible. There's no smoke and mirrors. It is what it is, sometimes for the good and sometimes for the bad. I don't always pick winners, and my portfolios aren't always ahead of the market. But over time, I believe by sticking with some kind of a value and relative strength type of way of investing, and staying away from stocks when it's not the place to be, and staying away from bonds when they're not the place to be, that's just the system that I like the best. I try to increase my probabilities as much as I can. I'm a numbers person. We talked a little bit about oil prices and how there's pressure on them again with this Iranian so-called deal. Whether we can trust it or not, there is a deal, and the sanctions will start to be lifted, and that's bearish for oil prices, but it's bullish for the refining stocks. And I gave some examples of some refiners like Tesoro and Valero that are hitting new highs and paying good dividend yields. We updated where we're at so far on earnings coming in. Last week we had just a handful, and the ones that reported, there was no indication that there's a crash in earnings right around the corner. And so far, the ones that have been reported so far this week, we'll get 40 this week. So far, so good. Nothing to indicate that there's going to be a big drop-off or fall-off in earnings growth next year versus this year. In fact, right now we're looking at a high single-digit growth in earnings after a leveling off this year. So right now things look a little bit positive. I'm pretty optimistic about the rest of this year and into next year, but we take it day by day because it's a moving target. So far we've had earnings from Johnson & Johnson, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, Walgreen Boots Alliance, Alcoa, and not one of them have said, gee, this economy, we think it has topped out, and we're going to start guiding lower. We don't like what we see. Not one of them has said that yet. So we take it day by day and week by week, and every week in my newsletter, I'll report to you. If you've got a 401k at work, I'm sure you want to know, is it okay, Bill, to still be in the market? This thing's been going for over 6 years. Do you think there's still any juice left in this nice orange that's been so juicy for the last six, almost 7 years? Well, I report on that every single week, and I report to you which areas of the market I would have exposure to in the 401k right now. And I also tell you which neighborhoods that I would avoid at all costs. Okay, let's talk about one more stock here. A stock that I own in my aggressive growth account. Now, this is at the other end of the spectrum. Amazon's a $215 billion market cap company. Anacor, on the other hand, is a little $5.8 billion company. It went way up yesterday. It went from being about a $4 billion company to a $6 billion company in one day. Hey, that's pretty good. And it's one that we can be proud of here. Actually, I thought it was a San Diego company. It's not. It's a Palo Alto company. So I'm sure it has some connection to Stanford University. What does Anacor do? They develop small molecule therapeutics using proprietary boron. Remember your chemistry class. You remember boron? They use a boron chemistry platform to treat fungal and other infections. How many of you get itches from time to time? Scratchy, dermatitis. How many different ointments have you tried, including cortisone, etc.? Well, Anacor has a very promising new topical gel using boron as its primary product that's showing some pretty good results in preliminary phase 2 trials. When the results came out on Monday morning, I believe, the stock shot up 50%. It was the biggest winner in the market on Monday of this week, and it is a stock that I have owned in the past, made money on it in my speculative trading account, liked the stock so well that I bought it in my aggressive growth account. I made it a 2.5% position overall. It became a much bigger position on Monday when those results came out. Now, how did I find Anacor? Well, I could tell you that I am a nuclear physicist, or I'm a molecular biologist with a PhD, and I know all about molecules and all of this kind of thing. I did like chemistry. I liked chemistry class. It made a lot of sense to me. It was logical. I liked it a lot. But that's not the truth of how I found the stock. One day I'm going through my app, Best Stocks Now, and about 3 months ago it showed up in the top 30 or so. It was number 28 ranked stock in my Best Stock Now app. I had already known about it because I'd owned it before. I've owned it off and on for about the last year or so. Anacor came public in 2010 at $5 a share. What is it today? $133 per share. Very promising biotech, and one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Number 10 out of 4,162 stocks in the Best Stocks Now app. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, I read recently that a lot of the big research firms now are letting robots make, buy, and sell decisions. I think Rob Sanford went over this a little bit last week. Just how far, however, can the mechanical system go when you put it up against the human brain and intuition and inspiration? Do robots come up with new ideas? Do robots get inspiration? Do robots have logic? I suppose you can put in all the algorithms that you want into a robot. But somehow I just think there's a human touch in the end that needs to be there. I talked to a guy one day who's been listening to my show for quite some time, and he spent a lot of time. He's a computer programmer, software engineer, and he helped a firm like mine design a trading system based on algorithms and mathematics and numbers, etc. A very robotic system full of rules, etc. And in the end, I said, well, how did it work? And the answer I got was, not very good. I just don't know. I mean, if there was a robotic system, there would be some people really getting rich. Now, I know these guys that are doing thousands of trades a day and grabbing trades in milliseconds to try to get ahead of big trades. I know they're doing okay. But when it comes down to a robotic trading system, I know there's a lot of them. Trade system, TradeStation and Thinkorswim and different ones. I haven't talked to anybody yet that said to me, Bill, I'm using, TradeStation, and, it hits at about a 90% rate, never picks a dud, and I'm making a lot of money. I've retired. I just let the robots trade my money, and I see my bank account going up every single day. I wish it were that easy. Wouldn't that be nice if we could just turn it over and write that program and write those algorithms that will come up with those winning trades, limit our losses, and be profitable on a daily basis, and just we can sit back and watch our bank account grow? Well, I haven't seen that system yet. The best system that I've seen over the years involves a lot of things. And it seems to me like a couple of words that come to mind here, the people that have done really well in the market over the years, is hard work. Yeah, everybody wants it to be easy to have a robotic system that tells you exactly, pinpoints the exact moment, the right stock, the right time to buy it, and the exact moment to sell it and lock in that profit. But obviously that system has not been invented yet. If it is out there, well, there's somebody getting rich that I don't know about it, and they're not going to share it with me. So that we can only do the best that we can do. But I think there's got to be that human brain element. Yeah, I think a robot can assemble a lot of mechanical things in a car. But I think about some of the great inventions. Yes, we use automated systems to help us. My Best Stocks Now app is pulls numbers, and it has algorithms written into it and formulas written into it that at least point me in the right direction. That's what I'm looking for. I want to be pointed in the right direction. I want to narrow down the choices that my human brain has to process, that my eyeballs have to observe, that my intuition has to kick in on. And take a look at those stocks and say, like, I just looked at one right now. And it's like, my mouth is watering. It looked so good. And I found it using my automated system to point it out to me. Let me see where it's ranked here today. DVAX is a biotech. This continues to be a red hot area of the market. I noticed it looking at charts over the weekend, and I see it breaking out here again today. But in the end, I've looked at others, and I said, this thing's just too far extended right now. I don't like it. I suppose you could enter in that algorithm. I don't like stocks that are more than 16.1357% above their recent high or above their 20-day moving average or whatever. You can program all you want. But in the end, I kind of like to look outside and see how things are going in Greece, and I kind of like to know what's going on in Puerto Rico, and I kind of like to know what's going on in Iran, etc. What's going on with interest rates? What's going on with crude oil? What's going on with inflation? What the Fed's expected to do next? That's kind of hard to program into algorithms. And I think you have to take all of that into account. And then in the end, you got to do the best that you possibly can do to assemble a portfolio that reflects your own beliefs, your own style, your own observations in the market. So anyways, I know I beat the drum a lot against the robots. I don't want a robot managing my money. I don't want a robot picking the stocks. I don't want a robot writing research reports and which stocks to buy and which spot stocks to sell. I would like someone who's been in the trenches for a long, long time and witnessed different markets and has a little bit of intuition and has a little bit, hopefully, of some inspiration. Anyways, that's the way I look at the stock market. And I believe there's times not to have any exposure, that it's just not a good world out there. I don't believe in the asset allocation model either, which is extremely robotic. Extremely robotic. Enter in your formula, enter in your risk profile, out comes a pie chart. Invest in that pie chart and readjust it once every 3 months. What could be simpler? What could be easier? And if you think that's the best method, well, hey, more power to you. Go ahead. Take a look at how the asset allocation mutual funds have done over the years. If you think there's a better way, well, look around. Explore different ways, methodologies, read books, listen to people, and determine what you think is the best methodology for investing. Anyways, One Theory on Investing comes out in my newsletter every single week. It's transparent. You can also see whether or not it's produced results, because in the end, that's what we're all after. There's no guarantees in this business, but we try our hardest. You can get on board with my newsletter at pwstreet.com, or you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.